Well, Steve, first off, how's things been for your guys at practice this week?
It's been a weird week in a sense that having to change the times up all the time, you know, started some teachers' meetings and things of that nature. But so the guys have had to change their alarms every day, and it's just been a weird day or a weird week. But everything's good. I think we're on the right path.
What are your numbers like right now?
Oh, I think we're low 70s. Not for sure, but I think we're around 74.
You know, you and I have talked a little during this offseason about how much your team has improved, and you guys have made it to the state quarterfinals, you know, 3 years in a row, which has been, you know, every year during your tenure. I got to imagine that they've got to be hungry to take that next step to move past the Final Eight.
Yeah, we got a lot of goals, you know. Obviously, we want a winning record and want a home playoff game, and we want to get to the next round, but yeah. That's kind of what we're thinking. Our goals are high.
As you guys are going through your practice this week, are there any areas your team is concentrating on more than others, or is it pretty much even-handed?
It's even-handed. We break practice up every day. It's half offense, half defense, and a little bit of specials. It's all important to us. Every kid's important. Every position's important. So, yeah, we address everything.
Well, you know, Bomberfest is coming up 1 week, and I know you and the athletic department are encouraging Bomber fans to come out, have fun, and get a firsthand look on how much better your team is going to be.
We hope we look better that night. You know, we'll kind of keep it toned down a little bit just for the simple fact that we play the next week, you know, so we won't just go crazy. But I think people will get to see what kind of product we're going to put on the field, and I think